Good morning, InterVet team, and welcome. We're at Scottsville, 10 race program, 23 premptometer, 9 meter false rail. Race 1, 1400 meters. Riffraff Boy won nicely last time, but hadn't shown anything before that. 5 checks, your 6 to 10 favorite number 2. There's no value in that at all. I know it dawdled in when it won its 4th start. But the horse that really interests me is Kazan Noyoni. This horse, when it went down last time, I thought, wow, nice horse. Probably make him the each way bet of the race. Looks like a good start. Race 2, Maiden Juvenile Plate, 1,000 meters. One Stronger Together ran well both starts and got to have a big chance. But the money's all for 9. Give me a fireball, Mike the Cox runner. Got 2 in the first. Both of them will need the run in his comment. Very transparent and said this one will run well. And as a result, his favorites, as obviously shown. Remember, big operations like that, there's lots of eyes on the horses. They know what can run. And So Indy really ran a very nice first run, but probably needs a bit further than this. Race 3. This is a maiden plate, fillies and mares. Water Hyacinth, Roberts Venica, they're in cracking form, and I think will go really well here. Wheels Up might be an improver. This horse is looking to improve from its first start. I didn't think it was too bad at all. Then you go to the favorite, which is Rags to Riches, which is draw 15, which can be really tricky at Scottsville, but a very nice first run at any price. As Guardian Queen now gets to Mello, and that's had 3 runs, much improved last start, so that goes into the race as well. California Dreamer also has some sort of chance. So I'm going to put a number of horses in second leg of the bipod. First leg of the Pick 6, Maiden Plate, 1,200 meters. Pretty United, here's your hot favorite. Zaki gets a ride on it. Quick Smart, 2 good runs. Look for improvement from this one. Kamogi, rested and gelded, might improve at a big, big price. And Light the Fire looks like a natural danger. So you need probably the 4 there. Race 5, A Stakes, 1,400 meters. Aristocratic ran really well over the 1,200 his run before last. This is 1,400. Been disappointing, this horse, you know, 1 win and 9 starts. But look for improvement. They're all going to have to get past Dave the King and this big, strong galloper. The stable says that he should run well. Looks like a warm-up for him, but really, he should be able to put this field absolutely to sleep. And I'm going with him as a banker. Race 6, Open Maiden. Right in the middle of your card, you have a maiden handicap, 1750. Give me the truth, your even money favorite. Ran 2 good races, but they were both in Open Maidens. Runs off the same weight, plus half a kilo. You have a look at this lot and you think to yourself, wow, where can I find a winner here? I think Full Monty might run well with the Mello. Got to give me the truth, 2.5 kilos. Apache AG ran a good race a time before last. Look for big improvement. Get Zaki on it. Good Omen's got to give them all weight, which I think is very difficult, including it starts from draw 10. Race 7, B Stakes, 1,600 meters. Green Glow looks like a stable elect. Zaki's got 2 in here. Canal Skater. Noble City might be a big improver. Don't leave this out of anything, number 2. Down by the River's got form against some very good horses. Godden gets a leg up now because Fortune's not riding. And then maybe Capsaicin. Probably improve over the distance. I think this might be a better trip for it. Mr. Nibbles gets a 1.5 claim. Goes into everything as well. Race 8. Class 4, 1,600 meters. Silver Salute's your favorite from Kellerman's Zaki team. And they look like they're going to have a good day today. I thought that Blue Poppy was a big player. Rachel rode it last time and ran a pretty good race, Blue Poppy. It will run well here. Looks like the right type of race. Hunger Tonga, DeMello gets a leg up. Red Taffety got 3 points and 3 points for winning its 2 races. That doesn't look excessive. And she looks in the play at 8-1. Taylor's Version, exactly the same. 3 points and 3 points. She looks in a good place as well. Race 9, Class 3. Fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Fiery Rose, your favorite, has won its last 2. Now goes the 1,200 meters. But Tulip Fields, I thought, was absolutely the right horse, got very good form. Although it gives 5 kilos to Fiery Rose, she might be able to do that. Tara Star's the only one that I can see that might be a danger. Race 10, I like Summer Winter here. Stable's in cracking form. All its runs have been good. Look for her to improve. She's third run after her rest. She does look like the one. Danger might be Ruby Rising, who Callum Murray rode last time and ran pretty well at 40-1. Have a great day.